BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has lashed out at US Supreme Court judges, a majority of whom have struck down key elements of his signature tariffs policy. By 6-3, the justices ruled that Mr. Trump exceeded his powers by using a law reserved for national emergencies to impose taxes on trading partners. Here's our chief North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue.
Donald Trump took to the press briefing room to express his anger at what the justices had decided. Two of those he'd put on the court had voted to strike the tariffs down. Ridiculous, totally defective, their families would be ashamed of them, were among some of the sentiments. Some of those existing tariffs, particularly those sector-based levies on steel and aluminium, were already imposed under alternative laws dealing with national security. The plan now is to use those, which have survived court challenges so far, to re-establish something approaching the status quo.
There's been muted international reaction as foreign governments assess the implications of the ruling. Bernd de Boosman is in Washington.
As for U.S. trading partners, many of them have been quite subdued in their reaction so far. I think many capitals around the world are still kind of taking in the news and figuring out what this means for them. But one of the main trading partners that did react was Canada. Their international trade minister said the decision from the Supreme Court shows that the tariffs were unjustified. And I very much suspect that's a feeling that's shared in many other capitals of countries that are significant trading partners with the U.S.
NASA says it's targeting the 6th of March for the launch of the first mission in more than 50 years to send astronauts around the moon. The Artemis II mission would see four astronauts travel deeper into space than ever before and pave the way for a future moon landing. NASA officials confirmed a rehearsal of the rocket launch had been successful. State media in Lebanon say at least 10 people, including a senior Hezbollah official, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the east of the country. Israel said it targeted sites belonging to the militant group in the Bekaa Valley. From Jerusalem, our Middle East correspondent Hugo Bashega reports.
Images posted online from one of the locations hit showed heavy damage in what appeared to be a residential neighbourhood in the town of Riyak. The Israeli military said it had targeted command centers used by Hezbollah and that the group embedded its infrastructure within the civilian population. The dead included at least one senior Hezbollah official. The strikes are among the deadliest in Lebanon since a ceasefire ended the war between Israel and Hezbollah in November 2024. Despite the deal, Israel has continued to attack targets it says are linked to the group almost every day.
World News from the BBC. Moscow city authorities say the award-winning Gulag History Museum, documenting Soviet-era repression, is to be dismantled and replaced with one chronicling Nazi Germany's wartime crimes against Russia. The museum was closed in 2024, ostensibly on fire safety grounds. Critics said the closure was a smokescreen to help rehabilitate the Soviet Union's legacy. A British minister says the government is considering introducing legislation to remove Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor from the royal line of succession. Luke Pollard, a junior defence minister, said this would be the right thing to do after the brother of King Charles was arrested over allegations he shared official documents with the late child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein while working as a British trade envoy.
Being able to set out very clearly about what are the standards that we as a nation expect, what are those British values we can be proud of, I think points in a direction that it is the right thing to do to stop someone potentially being a heartbeat away from the throne. And I think that is something that I hope will enjoy cross-party support, but it's right that that is something that only happens, I think, when the police investigation concludes.
Mr. Mountbatten-Windsor has previously denied all wrongdoing. The United States says it will refuse visas to three officials of the leftist Chilean president Gabriel Boric's outgoing government, claiming they have undermined regional security. Chile's foreign ministry has rejected the accusation and summoned the US ambassador. The actor William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk in the original TV series Star Trek, has announced plans to release a heavy metal music album. Aged 94, he's published pictures of himself cradling an electric guitar in front of a smoky backdrop. The cult star promised covers of metal staples like Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. BBC News.